So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. We got the side question on. And the Epstein matter, moving on, President Trump continues to talk about it, indicating to me there's still tension around this. Does it just go away because you say it goes away? It has all the earmarks of the type of thing. We played you this. Of going after the elites. Going after the elites who get away with stuff. And obviously, this guy was doing this in plain view for years. We talked about it. It was beyond amazing. And now, all of a sudden, the implication is it's made up. It's a hoax. It's no hoax. Now, were these the Bill Clintons of the world and Bill Gates and all that? This has become more difficult to figure out. All I know is Maxwell is in jail for, what, 20 years? And there's a reason for that. That's what this was about. She was convicted of that. I'm not going to go back and read the transcripts of that to know she was convicted. Alan Dershowitz yesterday saying, well, that was just bias, discrimination here. Really? All right. So where does that leave us? Just ignore it and move on? No, where it leads us is not to ignore it, but also not to ignore the big things that are going on, the progress that we talked about early on, like that summit yesterday, the amount of investment, things of that nature that are amazing. Certainly, they have to be recognized, talked about, but then this is still there. Now, this is cut 17. It's curious to me that Speaker Mike Johnson, doing a Trump impersonation, YouTube.com/1210WPHT, says, no, it's not time to move on. I'm surprised he got into this. Here's Speaker Mike Johnson.
I know that you do some amazing impersonations of Donald Trump. Can you do one for us?
No, now? I just hear his voice in my head when I'm relaying a conversation we've had. It comes out in his voice, you know.
What did he say to you about the one big beautiful bill? Was there something?
Quick story. So when we named it, we were in the Oval Office. We were sitting in front of the Resolute desk. He's at the desk, and Thune was here, and Jason Smith, the Ways and Means Chair, and I think JD was there and other staffers, and the president said, what are we going to name? What are we going to call it? And Jason Smith says, well, sir, we got a few great options. You know, these are, you know, clever acronyms. He goes, no, I just think we call it the One Big Beautiful Bill. Don't you think that's great? That's so simple. It's great. You know? And he passed it around to us on a piece of paper in big bold font, One Big Beautiful Bill. And he goes, now, can we put an exclamation point? I said, sir, no, we can't do an exclamation point. That's not a thing in legislation, you know?
Oh, well, put a lot of exclamation points. So surprising that Johnson, in doing that, then yesterday talked about, no, this is not over yet, and we should get to the bottom of it. All right, so when you call in, we'll get you on the side question. Just a simple up and down. What's the shelf life on this? Look, something else will break out of this. Somebody else will be a player, will say something. This doesn't go away easily, and it's true. Democrats are trying to stoke this up. I'm not even going to play it, but you have the Democrat Goldman from New York, one of the worst, saying, well, reporters are saying there are pictures of Trump with topless women in here, or photos or videos or something. Well, there might be. So what? They're not underage. If it's not one of those things and Trump's in there with some women that are topless, is America going to say, oh, man, that's it for Trump? No, we have to impeach him over that, topless women. No. So they are taking shots because they see an opportunity here among MAGA people where there's a difference of opinion. I don't think it's distracting from supporting any number of things that are going on that are major. Let's go to Leslie in Bryn Mawr. Leslie's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Leslie, is it time to move on?
Yes.
It is. Based on what?
Yes. Based on that this story is the JFK, who shot JFK of today. And the press loves these slimy, sex-ridden stories and offer just enough innuendo to keep people guessing and conspiracy theories to form. And he didn't, he did kill himself. And Maxwell is in prison for sex trafficking. And if you recall, this was Epstein's third strike.
Yeah, so wait a minute. Maxwell's there, but we don't know who the clients are. We shouldn't be questioning that. I do believe he did kill himself. I agree with you. But why she imprisoned him? Who were the clients?
Epstein was the client.
No, but I mean, who were the clients at Epstein? Oh, she was just trafficking young women to Epstein. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
All right. And all those people
then,
on planes.
And then others, you know, that are a little of questionable character, probably, you know, he probably talked about it and they were like, oh, you know, I'd like to get in on that or whatever. And so there could be some additional, you know, Epstein ran in a very high elitist crowd,
exactly.
Money crowd.
Yeah.
And so there could be some people that, well, Prince Andrew obviously was involved. But I don't think the guy's awful and he's dead and good riddance. And I'm glad Maxwell's in jail because she lured these young girls into this trap. And that's disgusting. And she deserves every day that she spends in prison. But the press also loves the innuendo that's out there. And everybody's now trying to fill in those holes.
Well, I think the simplest way is to release the material using, you know, we don't want to defame somebody who just knew the guy. That's what Eben Dershowitz said to do. And I think That's the way to go on this. All right, Leslie, go ahead.
That would be okay. They go ahead and put it out there. And I think that they will, but I think, again, people will be greatly disappointed and the conspiracy will continue that information is being withheld.
I must say this is incredibly disappointing to hear, Leslie.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Ah, my comrade, Dan.
No, I say that because you're one of the people that was one of the strongest proponents of Save America. And Leslie, I'll ask you, who are we saving America from then? Or who are we draining the swamp from? And what was the entire point of, and I hate to say this, but there's so much anger and frustration that led to people storming the Capitol because of what?
Well, I think there are other things.
Either answer. Yeah. That's fine. I just, this is gaslighting to 100,000th degree.
I think the press and nefarious characters use these type of stories. Biden's
so
laptop.
So is Trump? Is
Come
Trump
on, an, Hunter Biden's laptop?
Leslie. Is Trump then a nefarious character because he used this story to win over a ton of moderates and a ton of Bernie Bros to come vote for him in 2016?
Using the Epstein case?
Drain the swamp. Yeah, this elitism.
The elites.
But straining the swamp in the Epstein case, Epstein's a piece of the swamp. It's not
okay,
the
so
whole...
why are we turning our blind eye to that and essentially saying we should brush that under the rug, let's move on to other things because Trump is saying it? We're essentially becoming propagandists for a man here because he wants us to turn a blind eye to something that he essentially sold us. Leslie?
Okay, I don't think, like I said, I want it to come out.
Okay.
But I don't want it to keep going on and on and on. I think
just release the files.
All right.
I think it's the gaslighting of the press gaslighting the public.
All right, Leslie, give me your side.
Well, I mentioned to Henry, do you think it was coincidence that the criminal charges against Adam Schiff came out on Snake Day?
All right, Adam Schiff, pencil neck. That's a good snake start. All right, that's what we're looking for, National Snake Day. Think of somebody really conniving, somebody who either real or fictional, rather than just someone you don't like would be good. But Schiff, yeah, it's got every quality. All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. Again, for me, I don't see Trump involvement in this. Would it come out? New York, Bragg, and other people would have done that. It's not that. It's hard to pin down why this is made an exception. You heard Dershowitz, you heard O'Reilly, more inside that. Okay. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line at 1:30. We're going to talk with the president of the Senate in Pennsylvania. All the stuff that's bubbling up here around the governor's race. I don't know if she'll say it, but they've moved up tremendously to September when they're going to endorse. But I don't know who they'll endorse if Stacey Garrity doesn't run. Maybe they think she's going to run. I do. But if she doesn't, they're not going to endorse Doug Mastriano. I have to drop out of the whole thing. I could never endorse Doug Mastriano. I don't care who he's running against, pretty much. I'd have to think of the worst, Mandani and Doug Mastriano. Oh, God, stop. Talk about a Hobson choice here. That's how bad he is. And we went through this before. So maybe they know, and maybe they believe it's Stacey Garrity, which, if it is, it's going to be a heck of a fight here. All right, but I would get you in on the Epstein thing. And if you think it's time to move on, what's the reason for it here? When there are ways to release more material, now I know, there are people that will be still unsatisfied, whatever that's always the case with any of these things. But this was brought to a head. This was talked about forever in talk radio. Why? Because this guy was doing this stuff in plain public view and getting away with it. What was the reason he got away with it that long? And then who were the people that got away with it that were going to Epstein Island? I mean, I think this is a core of MAGA, the elites, the swamp, the elites getting away with stuff. It's not the only thing. There's any number of other people. Hillary Clinton, constant one. You can name it. Was Bill Clinton involved? Maybe, maybe not. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Coming up to an update, a study out that was sent to me. Are two license plates better than one? What's the reason for the license plate? The guy who did the study says more revenue. Well, is that a reason to do it? And in my calculation, I think this Katie Muth is fairly close to getting this passed. I think people have known about this a little bit, and I think they're on board. They like the idea, elected officials. I think if people talk with them, though, it's more evenly split. All right, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, Dom Giordano's show. Pretty good snake-like Michael Cohen. The fixer and the stuff that he's gone through. Joy Kelly, we've had on many times, the big investigative reporter, her take on this. I'm giving you all sides of this is you will not satisfy people if we go down this rabbit hole with Epstein. Well, that's true. That's part of the problem on this. But that doesn't mean this is sufficient, what we've gotten. In other words, there's some people that are not going to be satisfied unless they see Bill Gates in handcuffs and Clinton and Prince Andrew and Stephen Hawkins, I guess. That part's true. But does that mean we don't give a reasonable sense of what happened here? Joey Kelly is the probably the top investigative. I'm giving you how amazing this story. The story amazes me for this reason. There are people that we bring on that we like and respect on all sides of it. All right, Tom Fitton is on the other side from Judicial Watch saying, yeah, you got to get to the bottom of this. You got to give us more on this. You got to explain it better. So do we say you're not going to satisfy people, just move on? Now, this was brought to a head constantly. We're going to get the elites, drain the swamp. This is a biggie. This guy for years got away with it. I do believe he killed himself. I'm not a guy who thinks he was killed. But the rest of this, how is she in jail then? I don't think Pam Bondi is going to move forward with anything else. I think they're just going to see where this goes. And if you're a Charlie Kirk, guys like this who have fueled this and railed against this, how do you say I'm just stopping to talk about it? In the end, you just got to trust in Trump. That's what this comes down to. Why would this be the one area where you say, just give it a pass? It's not sufficient. But again, guys like Goldman, the representative, well, there are pictures of Trump with topless women. Yeah. America's already gone through that. We've gone through this several times right in the beginning, and that was not an impediment to be president. In fact, it might be a plus. And they would have gone after this a million times. So it is in the field of unexplainable why we're not going to do better on this. But I think you just can't throw up your hands because it pleases people. And because Democrats, I wouldn't even say Democrats are all over this yet. Some of them are trying on it. They see something here. But I don't think they're all over it. I don't think they really believe that this is going to work. This is going to really ding Trump up. Yeah. All right, let's go to Robert and Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon.
Hey, Tom Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today, man. This is a great discussion. It really is. There's a couple of things that are standing out to me because I already said what I thought about it, and I'm ready to move on, although I'm not happy about it. But the media is playing this very oddly, Dom. You would think that they would be slamming, saying he's in it, just like they always have. But every time the left-wing media starts a story about this, it starts out with Republicans are not happy with how Trump is handling this. They're not making any accusations. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to play the political end of it to try to drive a wedge between us. I really hear Dan, okay? And 30 years ago, I would have been solidly in his court. But I think that you get older and a little bit of the idealism tends to fade away and you start to like get a better grasp of the real world.
You become complacent?
No, I wouldn't say complacent.
Well,
I think it's like you kind of... No, Dan, please don't put words in my mouth. You kind of throw your hands up in the air because you realize that there's always going to be things that we're not being told. I want this to come out. Nobody wants this to come out more than me. But if it doesn't come out, I do not. Dan, I'm seeing things that a president's doing that I haven't seen and I've been praying for 40 years.
But Robert, let me intervene with me. I see the same things here. I'm not saying this is going to tear those things down, or I'm more in the role that I have, kind of confused why we're not doing better with this. I don't see the conspiracy here. So why are we, and maybe Dershowitz and O'Reilly kind of joining together give a partial answer. Nobody has a good answer of what the reason is. Obviously, Trump, I don't see his involvement. It would have come out a million years ago. He's too cagey to ever get involved with a guy like in this manner. So it's got to be something else.
He threw him out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, it's got to be something else, but it's hard to believe that we got into this.
I told you, I think, and it's just my opinion, I think he's protecting Israel and Mossad. And you know what, Dom? I'm not even going to get that mad about that because on the global stage, there are bigger fish to fry than what's going on with this whack job Epstein. Okay, I hear Dan, but I'm living in the real world and I want to move on and get these things done. That's all.
All right. Who's your person that snake like?
I'm going to go with Hillary Clinton because she is always involved in things while she's going to black churches talking about how wonderful her agenda is. But, I mean, I saw a meme on X where her and Bill are writing a suicide letter for Ghislaine, that kind of thing. I mean, she's always never three steps away from the crap that goes on in Washington, D.C., and I think that she's earned that title, but I know you're not big on political answers, but I love kicking this around with you guys, I can tell you that, and you guys have a great day, all
Thank you, Robert. Well, that's what we're here for. I mean, you know, this is not a choir singing from the same page book, and what I'm saying is it's curious that we're being told to move on, and this is for, I haven't seen what Hannity's done. The people that I've seen do a good job on this, Megyn Kelly is completely supportive up and down the line now. She and Trump have reached a good place, and she talks, she's credible, how big the accomplishments are. Some of this Pam Bondi got ahead of herself, too, for whatever reason, by putting stuff out there and saying stuff that maybe she didn't have too much on. Then you have Bongino, who made a career, or partially a career, I like Dan, so I'll say that, out of conspiracies like this. And I don't think he has stood down. Why hasn't he stood down? What does he see there that went on with this? Same thing I've seen. How did this guy get away with this? And now at the end of the trail, we're told, well, that's all there is, folks. Just move on. And I tell you, over the years in talk radio, how many people told me the one thing they want are answers, closing the book on something. Sometimes that's very difficult to do. Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. You don't think we have time, Dan?
No. I wanted to jump in there to reply, but I didn't really have an opportunity to. Because it's incredibly frustrating that we're all about draining the swamp until what Robert said, reading between the lines, and I hate to put words in his mouth, but we're going to turn a blind eye to everything that we were bitching and moaning about because Trump's done a good job.
I don't know that Robert is saying that exactly.
And essentially it was, let's become complacent and no one's ever going to change it. And my thing is, yes, you know what? I hate to say, I'm sad to say that, you know, the establishment's probably never going to be changed. And I hate to say that, but I'm not going to join the team of fighting to protect the establishment. And that's what we're being told to do right now.
I don't even know it's the establishment that I put it that way. So, okay, I'm not sure exactly who we're protecting. If I knew that, I could give you a better answer about why we're doing it. We'll get O'Reilly back on again. We won't move off it. But again, look at what we talk about mainly. We talk about the things that Trump's involved in, the Lewis Powell thing today. We'll play that a little bit on, spook the markets a little bit, but they're back. But coming up, we're going to talk with a woman who really is a powerhouse in Pennsylvania, Kim Ward, and what she thinks about another woman in the governor's race, Stacey Garrity, among other things. She was at the summit yesterday around energy and AI. Look, I differ on AI. You don't have to genuflect to AI here. I am worried about AI. I'm not just going to tell you everybody in the world's going to be better off with AI. I think there's going to be tremendous dislocation with it. Are we ready for that? Kim Ward, president of the Senate in Pennsylvania, next. On Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
All right, one other thing to note on this. Interesting. President Trump did an interview with John Solomon, and Trump apparently said he supports a deep state special prosecutor, which would include an investigation into Epstein. All right. Can they appoint? I gave you that as an answer on Monday. Would that be just punning, or would it be something meaningful to appoint a special prosecutor around this? And again, there are people that will never be satisfied on this, will not close the book, just like all these conspiracies. But I deem this not sufficient yet. I'll tell you when I think it's sufficient, that they've answered what they can answer. Is there some geopolitical thing here so explosive it's not worth it? I'm not taking anybody's word for that. I'm not taking anybody's word on that. You know, how would we know that? I think more has to be put out there. It can be done carefully. We'll see. But I know Solomon, and the interview should be up. We'll play that when we get that about Trump talking about deep state special prosecutor. Well, Epstein certainly seems to be a candidate for deep state. All right, we will talk in a moment. I know she's running a bit behind with the president of the Senate in Pennsylvania. A lot of stuff. Always gives us the very best stuff. Let me go to Joe in Columbus. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. I told Dan I was not going to call today, but you shook me out of the woodwork because there's so much going on. There's so much going on with this. But if we were to believe, like we all bragged, that Donald Trump could walk, chew gum at the same time, sleep 4 hours, and play 4D chess, he could put more effort into this. And not to subtract from you yesterday with your guest, but I thought Dershowitz laid a turd. Okay. He really did.
All right.
Because, I mean, he had people. He had a list. He had names. He was under client confidentiality. And yesterday, all he was able to say was, Epstein was selfish, and he kept the 14-year-old girls to himself. If you knew that much detail, Mr. Dershowitz, you knew a heck of a lot more. And you're saying there's nothing else there. I don't buy it.
Well, what his major contention is, and there's evidence of this, two judges in New York are the ones you'd have to go to open up some of this stuff.
Well, there's only one way to get this off the table, Dom. And Trump failed. He's failing right now. You know, he can't believe we're talking about it. He's got to understand we're still talking about it for a darn good reason. It hasn't been satisfied. And
well, I agree. You know, not sufficient. But, Joe, here's what he's banking on. He's banking on the personal loyalty and the idea that he knows best. And he's got to juggle something big in here versus something small in his mind, Epstein, that people will just go along with it. That's why it's good to hear you say that, because too many people just go along with it.
Well, the guy instilled upon us, first of all, transparency. Number one, transparency. We bought into it.
Right.
But he has a work ethic that nobody in this world could fathom. And, you know, we've said it as such. Go for it. Put the right people on it. But get it out of here. Just get it out of here. You haven't done that yet. And that's the disappointment that I'm feeling. You know, maybe there's somebody on that list that somebody told him, hey, you don't want to open this can of worms because there's somebody near and dear to your heart that screwed up and went to that island. It could be something as simple as that.
Yeah, if it is, it's like, oh, well, you know, that's not our problem. This is what his driving force has been correctly on so many issues. Joe, we could do a show. I was even thinking about it on Twitter. The top 100 things he promised and he did, it would be overwhelming. He's got to deliver on this in some way. Joe, who's your snake, Joe?
Well, one more thing. My Achilles heel is I always had a soft spot for the unprotected.
Yes.
You know, I was the idiot school playground that picked on the bully who was picking on the kid who couldn't defend himself. And I wasn't a big guy. But, you know, we need to do that for our children. My side answer, and I don't expect to win on this, but I had to get it out there because she's so reptilian in her actions and her physical attributes, because she comes out of her nest at just the right times, is Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Thank you. It's the three names, and I told you the green room, I was on the Lou Dobbs show with her once. It was quite a battle. You know, we were up there in New York. Joining us is Senate President pro tempore, the one and only Kim Ward, back with us here in Philadelphia. Senate President Ward, welcome back, Kim. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be on with you, Dom.
Well, you are at the center of so many things that we care about. First, the Senate summit yesterday. Were you on a panel, or what's your biggest takeaway with all the money that came in, promised, and the energy coming to Pennsylvania? What's your takeaway?
So, yes, number one, I was on a panel. I thought it was really amazing how many CEOs and companies were there yesterday for this summit. I've never seen anything like it. And my whole takeaway at the base of all of it is, if President Trump isn't president, this doesn't happen, because we're still going to be trying to, you know, fly our airplanes with windmills. So, you know, the fact that President Trump won Pennsylvania, we have the second most gas in the entire country. I mean, we can fuel our nation and help our national defense, but we haven't really been able, well, not been able, people, companies don't want to come in here because, you know, Joe Biden closed off all the pipelines, so this would not be happening. We have the natural gas to power AI. We can use all of the energy sources, but we have to stop demonizing and trying to tax, as in what the governor is doing with the Regional Green Gas House Initiative. We need to stop doing that to our most reliable, abundant energy.
Yeah, I would put it. I would put it this way.
We're going to be open for business.
I would put it this way: these guys are some of the shrewdest, smartest people And they're afraid, and you and I share this with them, they know that Shapiro is a chameleon with the average person. But to people that really take a look at what he actually does, like what you just mentioned, you got to watch out for this guy. Whatever he says, you come here and stake billions of dollars down. What might he do on a dime?
Well, what might he do that will either help or not hurt his true ambition, which is to run for president and be president?
Exactly. Now, let's talk governor's race a little bit here. We're talking with Kim Ward. I'm a fan of Stacey Garrity. How could you not be? Military background, the rural background, the stuff she's done as treasurer. The building trades, though, have sent a message to her, and Republican women are kind of amazed at this. They find it's intimidating that if she does run, then she's dead to them. What can you tell us about what's going on with that?
Well, you know, another LIUNA, the other big, you know, the labor union, they came out in support of Josh and not her. That's okay. But the release that was done by the head of the trade unions in Philly was just demeaning and insulting and meant to intimidate her from running, because they don't want to run against her for all those reasons you just said, right? She would be a great candidate. I love her. She's strong. She will fight. She will fight. She is not a wallflower, and she's smart. If I was Josh Shapiro, I wouldn't want to run against her either. So he has his allies out there, his third-party mouthpieces, you know, trying to keep her out of the race. But she's not going to back down. She's not going to back down.
Well, yes, and I think hopefully sooner rather than later she'll announce. And you guys, the leadership, Greg Rothman and others like you, I think, have sensed what happened the last time. And as we understand it, way ahead of what you did the last time, the GOP will endorse in September?
Absolutely. We need to endorse. I don't know if they'll do it in September, but without an endorsement, we have exactly what happened last time. We have a free-for-all. And look, the state party, the members of the state party, they were elected on the ballot. They are representative of the people that elected them, just like I am. I go and make votes, and I'm voting on behalf of the people who put me there. So are the state party members. And without those folks to help weed out, you know, a ticket, you can have eight people on a ticket again. Without those folks who are on the inside and know these people the best, helping us along, then, you know, we're going to get into that same situation, and we can't have that.
No, absolutely. I don't know, want to draw you into, look, the guy is likable, but I saw the problem that was going to result the last time. I thought there were two or three guys there I definitely supported. Doug wasn't not one of them, and I see it as a disaster. We know what would happen if we go through with a candidate like that. I just don't believe, Kim, that you could be against the three exceptions around abortion and win in Pennsylvania. I mean, you could have a lot of different positions there. I'm pro-life, but if that's your position, you're not going to win in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it's we need to make sure that when we put a candidate up this for next year, that candidate is able to get moderate voters. They're able to pull Democrats across the line and into our column.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very, very important, those are very important attributes for a candidate, because no matter how much we love, maybe we love another candidate, at the end of the day, our goal is to win the governorship. That's our goal. It's not a popularity contest for who we like the best. They're the nicest. They've got the best ideas. They have to be able to pull in moderate voters. And when I say moderate voters, that includes the moderate Republicans around Pennsylvania.
Absolutely.
Because not every Republican is a conservative.
Let's talk about the budget. We see that the House side, my God, $50 billion plus, $2.9 billion more, and no way of paying for that. So that's dead on arrival. But What's holding up the budget? Is it stuff like this or is it something else?
So, you know, we were waiting to see what the federal government did with some of the issues. And now we know what the federal government did with these issues. And now we just have to try to hammer it out. You know, we're just not going to. And something that I think that the governor or the Democrat leadership forgets is we're a split government. You want us to give you things that you want. We need things too. And we need to hold tight on that. We are one third of this government. So that number is too high. And I don't think they can do anything. They're not willing to give anything. We'll see.
Now, you are...
You know, I think the back and forth will start.
You are very much a pro-choice, a school choice person. It came up during the last time I spoke with you. It was authentic. We weren't even talking about it, and I could tell the passion you have for that. And my listeners know, in the big, beautiful bill, there are billions of dollars, thanks to Dave McCormick, who's one of the people. All we need, though, is the Pennsylvania governor to sign off on that. Your thoughts, will Josh Shapiro do that so that at least some parents can make a choice?
I do not believe he will do that unless Matt Bradford tells him it's okay to do that. I believe he won't. If you look at what he did last time, saying he was for it, Matt Bradford said you have to blue line it, and then he did. So, you know, unless he's willing to stand up and fight a little bit for it, do what he needs to do with Bradford, I don't think he will.
Wow,
Bradford is a strong personality.
If that's the case, I mean, this is money that's not taken away, as you know, from the public schools. It's in there. We contribute. You can contribute $1,700. You take it off your federal income tax. Then it's like gold given to parents in Pennsylvania. If he does that, and we can't use that in the upcoming election, something's wrong in Pennsylvania.
Well, this is an issue that's important to me, especially, you know, these kids that have no money and these kids that are in a failing school. We need to help them get out. However we do that, we need to do that. And I personally don't understand any of the members from Philadelphia who represent those poor kids that are trapped in those schools, not saying, jumping up and down and saying, yes, we want this. I mean, I believe Jordan Harris went to a charter school. He went to a different school. Why would he not want to help others?
Yeah, that is the question. Thank you. And anytime soon, you're going to be in Philadelphia. We hear that all the time. We want to meet you and have you in studio. Anytime soon?
All right. Well, I don't... I'll have to look. You know, okay. My calendar, somebody else keeps it. So
okay.
I'll have to look. I'll just wake up and do what's on it.
All right.
So, all righty.
Thank you, Senate President.
Anytime.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Kim Ward. All right, there you go. She thinks, Dan, you're in this, that Josh Shapiro might not sign it. Wow. And I think our listeners know in the big, beautiful bill, McCormick was one. There's several people involved. This is money that doesn't take away from the public schools. All it is people can decide to donate $1,700 to these nonprofits that put out the scholarships. And then they take it off their federal income tax. That's all that it is. And she thinks he'd be under so much pressure that he wouldn't do it. Wow. Can't beat this guy. Look, he's not invincible. That's the first thing you have to realize with Shapiro. I mean, I give him credit. He's a chameleon. He's a weasel, big time, but he's not unbeatable. All right. Final part of the hour coming up. Don't forget, by the way, today, Dom's Money Melody, we have tickets for the Dave Matthews Band at around 2:13. 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Let me throw a name into the ring. And look, I'm not saying that I agree with everything with General Flynn, but General Flynn was a guy who was sacrificed by the fact that we had the wrong attorney general in there with Sessions, if you remember, all that went on with that. And General Flynn suffered greatly for the cause, Michael Flynn. Well, He just put up on Twitter, with respect toward President Trump, Flynn warned Trump that the issue is bigger than Epstein, arguing the country is headed for suicide and the deep state is winning. He says, when it comes to Epstein, I hesitate to write this, however, with the utmost respect and deference to you for all that you've withstood. You know better than me what the deep state can do when they want to turn on a person. The Epstein affair, all in caps, is not about who killed him or if he committed suicide. Personally, I'm glad this known pedophile is dead. But neither is this a hoax. Flynn got a full pardon from Trump in 2020 following his pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about the communication with Russia. We remember all of that. He goes on to say this issue goes beyond all that. There are millions of Americans who overwhelmingly voted for you to be our president. We want you to be massively successful, no more than me. Personally, I still have a target on my forehead. I know that, like you, I still fight. He demanded people be held accountable while suggesting people inside the government could be involved in Epstein's crime.
So the guy that was the target of the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax is saying now that this isn't Russia, Russia, Russia. And
he's saying not a hoax. That's exactly right. All right. Here's a question. And you can hit me on Twitter or whatever. Oh, man. I have to put this up on Twitter and ask. I think we could get Michael Flynn on. Would you like to hear Michael Flynn? Yes or no? And given, and Dan, you're right here, this guy's almost unimpeachable as pro-Trump, as supportive, and as somebody.
You know why he's coming out and speaking, though?
Why do you think?
Because the people that pulled this crap off, the Russia, Russia, Russia stuff, is the entire... I said last hour that there's a thread that needs to be pulled to unfurl entire sweater. Epstein's the thread that will unfurl the entire sweater as to how something like Russia, Russia, Russia even happened. And I think Flynn wants, I think he wants answers here so he can be exonerated, essentially.
Okay. All right. So hit me on Twitter.
It's proof of the deep state.
Well, at Dom Show 1210. Look, there's you cannot say this guy's disloyal. That's why I find this to be interesting, right? You can't go around impugning Flynn on something like this. No way. And is he right? Epstein, deep state, and all. His point of view, though, is saying, hey, nobody supported you. I took one for the team for you, et cetera. I'm glad I was pardoned. But the deep state, not a hoax. This isn't a hoax, what Epstein was doing, whatever it was. All right, Dan, I got so caught up in it. We're supposed to take a break, right?
Yeah, we're over.
Yeah, I saw this Flynn thing. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. Is he a credible guy in this? Nobody's definitive. You all have your own opinion. I do. Dan does. Henry might be even more neutral on this. But Michael Flynn has been the target of this. Does he have any sway with Trump to say, hey, you got to come forward more? 855-839-1210. Dom's Money Melody at 213 or so for a big prize. Dave Matthews Band tickets all straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.